This Kansas Grain Sorghum Update features Sorghum Commissioner Kevin Kniebel, who represents USDA's East Central District 8 of the state.
I farm not too far from Manhattan, Kansas, to the south in Morris County. We have about 450 acres of milo usually per year. You know, it's a great crop to spread out our planting. The excitement to me, being an ag producer, is the ability to develop new ways to enhance soil health and make sure that the farm is passed on from generation to generation for years to come.
Kevin also has an eye on new horizons, representing farmers by helping to steer sorghum research at Kansas State University.
It's been several years ago that I got asked to join the commission. You get to see where a lot of your checkoff dollars go and the reason behind that, and you have the opportunity to have input in that process. I was also asked to serve on the CSIP board. CSIP is the Center for Sorghum Improvement, and they do a great job of promoting research and development for things that impact the farmer. Some of the things that I've had the opportunity to witness is the technology being utilized for the sugarcane aphid. There's a marker now for that, and it's in the mainstream. It's out in the market. The opportunity for sorghum going forward is pretty exciting. You know, we have these good markets right now, but with the research that we have and these technologies coming on board, there is going to be more opportunity for sorghum than even in the past.